Welcome to Monologues by Hassie, where I'm going to be dropping unsolicited brain dumps from the depths of my grey matter. I'll talk about life, money, society, and self-development, plus whatever else lies up there, whilst hopefully not getting cancelled in the process. Can you imagine a future where you're in total control of your schedule? A future where you can choose to spend time with the people you love, doing the things you love. The societal script for most of us is to exchange at least 40 hours per week from early adulthood to an ever-increasing retirement age. But what if we could flip that script? My name's Hassie, and I'm currently on the Financial Independence Retire Early, or FIRE journey. It's a movement that's rapidly gaining traction with FIRE practitioners around the world seeking a path where work becomes a choice, not a necessity. Today, I'm going to introduce you to one of the core tenets of the FIRE philosophy called the 25 times rule, so you too can get started on your FIRE journey. The 25 times rule states that by saving and investing 25 times your annual expenses, typically invested in a diversified index fund earning 3 to 5% in inflation-adjusted returns, this will allow you to retire and safely withdraw 4% per annum. To explain this in simpler terms, imagine if you currently spend $40,000 per annum. Using the 25 times rule, you'd need to save and invest $1 million by retirement. This is known as your FIRE number, and the years that you have left to hit that target are your years until you can retire. Whilst this seems like a phenomenal sum, with the right savings and investment strategies, it's possible to achieve, especially for those of us privileged to live in the West. So my question to you is, when are you going to break free and live life on your own terms? Now, let me preface that with, this is not financial advice. Everything you just heard for the last 2 minutes was a very short speech that I prepared over 1.5 years ago for a public speaking course I did. But the reason I chose that topic is because financial independence really does mean something to me. Now, you would have heard the term FIRE, which is, again, the Financial Independence Retire Early movement. And if you haven't heard of it, it's a group of people out there kind of trying to break the societal mold. Now, in 2023, I think we're in very, very interesting times. In a lot of countries around the world, interest rates have started to go up. We've had interest rates which have been declining, and during the pandemic in many nations around the world, interest rates dropped to almost emergency levels. And as a result, debt was very cheap. People took on a lot of debt. And now we're seeing a reversal of that trend. Interest rates are rising again. Inflation is very high. The cost of living is going up, and it is getting increasingly difficult to get by for many people. I happen to be very fortunate. I work in the technology sector as a software engineer. So I'm fortunate to be in a class of people who have access to generally considerably higher wages. And this is, for the most part, I think, true no matter where you live in the world. There are certain professions which do generally better, but even then, it doesn't make things easier. One thing I've noticed is that even adjusted to inflation, I might have earned a higher wage than my parents did in their 30s and 40s, but despite that, the cost of living has gone up so much that I can't go and afford the same type of housing that they would have had access to 20 years ago. I was reading something on Reddit saying that the societal script was broken and young people were giving up, and it seems absolutely rational, and I think it's reasonable. I find it a bit sad as well when people are kind of giving up on their ambitions and maybe saying that I can't afford children. But at the same time, I see that as very rational. Now, me personally, anyone who's listened to this podcast will know that I'm somebody who loves self-improvement, and part of this self-improvement, it's not only to increase my health and increase my happiness, but it is fundamentally to increase my wealth, because I would like to be financially independent. And if I could sum up what financial independence means to me in one word, it's simply freedom. And it's decoupling myself from society so I can do the things I really enjoy. There was a particular event during my career, which hasn't been that long, where I had recently bought a puppy. Well, I didn't buy a puppy. I was the only person in my household actually against getting a puppy, but that's not the point. But our puppy, Lexi, she was old enough to go to puppy school. And I'd been taking her for, you know, the previous 3 weeks, and I was really excited because this was her last week of puppy school and there was going to be a big graduation ceremony for all the dogs. And I remember that week, it got to Friday night and something at work blew up. And all of a sudden I found myself essentially working the weekend. I worked Friday night, the Saturday and the Sunday. So I basically gave up my weekend that week and I just kind of rolled into the next week. We were kind of fighting this fire. And I remember I had my puppy's graduation, and before this kind of explosion at work happened, it came to a point where I was really excited about going to this graduation with my dog and doing all the tricks and, you know, getting to put a little hat on her. And I did do that, but I was going to make it a whole day. I remember we were going to go to the park and we were going to relax, and I would have bought her a treat and spend some time with her. And, you know, we would have had a really amazing day and just celebrated the fact that my dog, and I know this is probably ridiculous to some of you listening out there, we were just going to celebrate my dog graduating. Big achievement. But I remember I rushed to the graduation. I said, look, I can work this weekend, but I need to take 2.5-3 hours out, go to the last day of puppy school, do this graduation. I remember it was so great, but I was so tired when I was at that graduation. I wasn't completely present. And you know, we took our photos, we put this cute little graduation cap on my dog, and we took a photo and everything. And it was just one of these things where I had to rush back and go to work. And when I look back at that, I imagine if it wasn't a dog. Imagine if that was my kid and, you know, I had to not be completely present for an event that's important for my child because I was so busy working. And this isn't something that's been recent. I've felt like this way for many, many years because, again, just like a lot of young people have observed, the societal script is broken. House prices in the Western world, and not just the Western world, if you go to any major city in a developing economy, it doesn't matter whether you're in India or Sri Lanka or Pakistan. These problems are very prevalent. They're like, we like to think that the world is a very different place, but I think a lot of the issues that young people are facing are very much the same. And by all means, financial independence isn't just something for young people. But the way I see it, I would like to be in a situation where if I had to work a weekend, well, A, maybe I wouldn't have had to make that choice because I didn't really need the money because I was already financially independent. So for me, being financially independent really means having the time to do the things I love and spend with the people and animals that I love. And that's a big part of it because I know that's not the case. And when I look around me, what I see is young men and women are encouraged at a very young age to go out and work, and as soon as they have jobs, they're encouraged to buy a house. And you will hear older people tell them to do this. They'll say, borrow as much as you can, buy a house, your income will go up, everything will be fine. And it's a very lovely thing, and it's definitely worked for certain generations. You know, if you were born 40 or 50, 60 years ago, and you bought a house and you went to work, everything was great because we've had a steady lowering of interest rates, at least in Australia. And housing has far outpaced the growth in wages. And all of a sudden, I think we're coming to this really ugly head in 2023, where unfortunately, a lot of the people who have borrowed recently at exorbitant rates will find themselves stretched. And this is the antithesis, the opposite of financial independence. In fact, they are financially dependent. They need their jobs. And if I was some evil, big kind of, you know, if I was some evil giant employer, and I'm not saying that big employers are evil, I'm just giving a hypothetical example here. If I wanted to shape my workforce in a way where I could extract the most out of them, then I would want these people to be in as much debt as possible. Because when my workers are in debt, they need to work the job that I give them. And when they come and ask me for a pay raise, they might be great, they might be amazing, but I can just give them the bare minimum that I need to give them. Reason being, I know they need the job. I know they have a mortgage. I know they have a very high cost of living. because they have this debt hanging against them. I know they don't have savings because they have that brand new Toyota or insert whatever brand sitting in the company driveway. I know they have this consumer lifestyle, and because of that, I can control them. So that's kind of my view of the world. And ultimately, everything is a choice. We can choose what we want to buy and not buy. And fundamentally, when most of us go to work, the vast majority of humans on this planet are exchanging their time for money. For me, the big change I want to make is I want to stop exchanging my time for money. And I'd like to do it the other way around. Maybe I want to exchange my money for time. Maybe I want to buy my time back. And that's what financial independence means to me. So I will reiterate again that this isn't financial advice. It is simply me ranting. Well, maybe ranting is the wrong word. But talking about, I think, something that is very difficult and unfortunately that I see that a lot of people grasp too late in life. And if anybody listening out there, if you have sensed this kind of discomfort with the status quo, then I implore you seek advice and you learn as much as you can about investing and find a way to decouple yourself from the economy, and not so that you can never work again. And I know that the FIRE movement stands for financially independent, retire early. But for me, the way I see it is once I become financially independent, I might not retire. I know I'm somebody who likes to be working on projects and doing work. But what might actually happen is that I will simply change the way I work and change what I work on, because I'm no longer coupled into this system of 9 to 5. And that is something that I think it would be great if everyone can achieve that at some point in their lives. And it doesn't need to be. So with that, I will end it there. And again, this isn't financial advice. I'll be very clear about that. It is simply my own journey and my own thoughts on financial independence. And I wish you all great success in all your endeavors. You've just made it through another episode of Monologues by Hassie. It brings me great pleasure to know that you made it to the end. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on your favourite podcast app or visit monologuesbyhassie.com. Thanks for swinging by.